this is a video podcast now. That was not the goal. That was not what I had in mind. But, oh well, you guys seem to like the last one. And I guess I don't mind doing a video podcast, but I just have to, like, get ready for it beforehand. Which is fine. I usually get ready every day, so. Yeah, but I'm sorry that this one is a little late. Honestly, the topics that we're going to be talking about today are kind of heavy. Just like last week's episode was kind of like heavy topics. I want to make it clear I'm wearing shorts right now. Anyways, we're gonna keep on with the serious topics. Although, the point of this podcast is to help you relax and fall asleep. So definitely feel free to fall asleep while I chat about this. We also have a special guest. That's the real snoozer. Hopefully he stays asleep this entire time. And also hopefully there's not too much background noise. Because I'm gonna try to do this all in one take, like the last episode. So if you guys use social media at all, which I'm sure you do, because you're watching this, and if you're around my age, and especially if you're a woman, you have definitely seen a skinny epidemic. I think that's just the best way to put it. The desire to be skinny is back, and it feels like stronger than ever. And with all of the injectable weight loss solutions that are out there right now, if you're listening, I did solutions in air quotes because with all of that that's out there right now, it's so easily accessible. I'm seeing a lot of people fall victim to the desire to be skinny. And I guess I have some disclaimers before we start talking about this. One, if you are thinking at all like, oh, you're already skinny, you have nothing to say on this, blah blah blah, which is rude, first of all. But the reason I care so much about this and the reason I feel like I have a lot to say about this is because I definitely fell victim to the skinny epidemic of early 2010s. Like maybe 2012, 2013, 2014. I was on Tumblr a lot. And if you were on Tumblr a lot during that time, you might have been exposed to the same things that I was exposed to, but I do have my own experience when it comes to the desire of being skinny. Even though I am still skinny. My next disclaimer is I actually love my body right now. I don't desire to be any smaller than I am. If anything, I want to be more muscular, I guess. But I don't go to the gym, so. Anyways, if you feel the need to comment anything that's like out of concern for me or my body, or any compliments, just keep it to yourself. I don't want concern and I don't want compliments. We're just talking about my past experiences and everything that's going on nowadays. I think I'm gonna have to do a lot of deep breaths. judgment. I would never judge someone that is going through this or that desires to be skinny. I would never judge. I'm just speaking out of experience and concern, but no judgment. In that same vein, if you are the type of man that feels the need to tell women that you prefer them with a little bit of extra meat on their bones, or you've told a woman, like, maybe just go eat a hamburger, that does nothing. That's so irrelevant and unnecessary, and it's not doing what you think it's doing. I promise. If you feel the need to share your vain desires of what a woman should look like, just don't. Keep it to yourself. I promise that you saying that is not going to change someone who is going through an eating disorder. It's not going to make women flock to you. It's quite literally going to do the opposite. Although I'm sure we all appreciate a little bit of, you know, boobs or butt or whatever, just keep it to yourself, seriously. Especially in the comments of this video. I'm really doing this for the girls or the people that might be struggling. Eating disorders are not a woman-specific thing, but the desire to be skinny is, I would say it's found mostly in women. And it's really, like I said, it's not something that is meant to, like, you know, attract men. It's really just a competition either between women unknowingly just comparing themselves to others, or competition with yourself to see how skinny you can become. Either way, it's not good. It's not good. Okay, so this might be all over the place, but I think I will start with my first introduction to what an eating disorder is. I remember I was in grade 5, and this was my favorite teacher, one of my favorite teachers I've ever had, my grade 5 teacher. We just started watching, or we finished watching, Super Size Me in class. And along with watching that, we also watched a few videos on eating disorders. So we saw both extremes. And Super Size Me, it's a documentary where a guy eats McDonald's all day, every day, basically. And it's kind of gross. It, like, honestly, after that class, I got really turned off from McDonald's for a while. But we also learned about eating disorders like anorexia and bulimia. Those two were the main ones. And I hope YouTube is not, like, super sensitive with these words, like how TikTok is. But who knows nowadays with YouTube. Anyways. So we were taught about anorexia, bulimia, eating disorders in general, and how people, you know, how people get their fix when it comes to their eating disorders, as well as, like, some signs to look out for. And honestly, before that, I don't even know if I was aware of eating disorders. So this was grade 5. I was 10 years old. I have always been skinny. Like, I have always been small. I mean, I was a little girl at the time. I never really had a chubby phase. And I'm so sorry if that upsets anyone. insecurities. So that opened my eyes, and it didn't necessarily inspire me to have a eating disorder. I never had one of those types of eating disorders, anorexia or bulimia. I never made myself throw up or anything. But it just made me realize what is out there. I think I liked this class so much, or this teacher so much, because he taught us things that really stuck with me for the rest of my life. Such as, in the same time we were kind of learning about eating disorders and stuff, he also showed us those Dove ads from maybe early 2000s, mid 2000s, where the women would go in front of a sketch artist and describe themselves, how they see themselves. And then someone else would go in front of the same sketch artist and describe how they see these women. And the way women describe themselves is sad. So hard on themselves. But the way other people would describe them was really showing how beautiful they truly are. And that shows you that other people do not see the little flaws in yourself that you may see. And that one really stuck with me as well. So around that time, if anything, I was feeling like happy with myself. It honestly gave me a little bit of confidence. But then later on that year, like the thought of eating disorders, it never left my mind. I didn't start having an eating disorder at that time, but I remember there was a girl in my class, and I think about this all the time because, I don't know, I'll just say the story. I think this was the same year, grade 5, months later, there was a girl in my class who would go to the bathroom every day after she ate, which that is something that we learned was like a potential sign. This girl, she wasn't one of my like close friends or anything, but I just remember seeing the pattern and feeling concerned. And then I raised this concern to my friends, and they didn't seem to agree. And I honestly can't remember if I even ended up talking to this girl about it. If I did, I'm sure she just, like, shut it down. But after that, I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be too concerned about, like, anyone I might potentially think has an eating disorder. I felt like I kind of overstepped, and to be honest, I was, like, 10 years old. I mean, to be fair to myself, I was 10 years old, and I had just learned about all this. And she had just learned about all this too. So I was thinking, maybe, sorry about the beeps. Oh no. Okay, I was thinking maybe if I had these thoughts in my brain, she was having the same thoughts. And I thought I was like, you know, doing the right thing and looking out for her, but it seemed like everyone else seemed to disagree. Something, or maybe she just had IBS. Who knows? But after that, I was like, okay, let me take a step back. Although I never really took a step back, honestly, I feel like, and especially as I got older and I fell victim to it myself. Like, when you know, you know. If you've been through it, it's easier to spot other people that might be going through it as well. case, fast forward maybe a couple years, and I'm gonna say names, but like, no disrespect, but I started following Acacia Brinley very closely. Like, she was my fave. I was probably 12 years old, 2012. I started following Acacia Brinley, and if you know, she was like Tumblr girl, the number one Tumblr girl of the time. That's why I started using Tumblr. She was always so skinny. She would post herself eating Taco Bell all the time. But she was so skinny. She would post herself eating Taco Bell, but she would also post her thigh gaps. Her thigh gap in every mirror picture you could see. The way her thighs were not touching. And then that incidentally became my ideal of beauty, honestly. And I was like 12 years old. So I started following her on Tumblr. And on Tumblr, you could see people's posts and you could see their reblogs. And unfortunately, her page at the time was a lot of like, I would say, what's the correct term? Thinspo. Maybe unintentionally, maybe intentionally. Just a lot of really thin legs. At the time, it was legs. The super thin thighs with the thigh gap. And I actually brought this up on stream maybe like a month ago. About how when I was younger, my ideal body type was having a thigh gap. And I was shocked to find out that literally nobody in my chat knew what a thigh gap was. Which kind of shows how much of an echo chamber I was in at the time. Because that was like all I desired my body to look like. And I was already skinny. But the thigh gaps that I was going for, let me explain what a thigh gap is if you guys also don't know. It's when you put your like stand up, put your knees together, and from the bottom of your pelvis all the way to your knees, they do not touch. It's like your thighs are so tiny that no part of your thigh is touching at all. I guess I might have had like a slight thigh gap, but the pictures that I was looking at of girls at the time, I don't know why, but I wanted it so bad. It was so bad, but that's what I thought like beauty was. It's really messed up, and I think that nowadays it's not too much focus on the thighs or the thigh gap. It's mostly like being skinny up top. Like having the, you know, prominent, what's this called? Whatever, the prominent bones in your chest, thinner arms, all that stuff. I think that's mostly what people are searching for in their skinniness right now, or like flat stomach. Flat stomach has always been a thing. But at the time, it was thigh gaps. I remember all the time I would look in the mirror and like pull my thighs apart to try and give myself a thigh gap to see what I would look like with a true thigh gap. And it, I mean, respectfully, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. I look at myself now and my body now, my thighs especially, and I love that my thighs are bigger. Obviously, I'm a grown woman. And I was going through this when I was like 12 years old, and now I'm 26, but I love my thighs now. I love that they touch, and they're full. I love the hourglass body. body. I love all that. But at the time, it was just skinny, 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 skinny. That was my desire. I say at the time, but people still desire that now, but I'm sorry. Anywho, so I started really being obsessed with Tumblr. Elementary school, which is like grade 8, and then first year of high school, so grade 8, grade 9, I think that was like 2012, 2013, yeah. It started with Acacia Brinley, which if anybody has anything to say about her, like trust me, I've been on the internet for so long, I know everything. I know it. And I don't hate her. I don't hate her. Anyways, it started with her. She also started my love for Taco Bell because she loved Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. And honestly, like 12, 13 years old, that is peak influence, like peak easily influenced by other people. So, yeah, influence in good ways and in bad ways because I was eating the Taco Bell while like desiring to have a thigh gap. And although I never had bulimia, or anorexia, my issue was that I just wouldn't eat. I just wouldn't eat. And sometimes, you know, if you're really busy during the day, you forget to eat. That's one thing. But purposely not eating because you want to be skinnier, that's a problem. That's the problem. And nowadays, people are injecting themselves with the appetite suppressant, like the peptides, or I know the main or the original use for Ozempic and all those GLP-1s is for people with diabetes or people that are clinically overweight and their doctor prescribes it to them to help them lose weight. But I'm seeing girls that are already small, like my size, using these injectables. Most of them are getting them from who knows where, random websites. Like they're ordering them online from random websites. And seeing that and seeing girls who look like me take them to get even skinnier, my brain is just being transported back. My brain is being transported back to 2013, because honestly, at the time, if I was to look back at a picture of my body and a picture of Acacia Brinley's body, who was like my dream girl, she was probably like barely skinnier than me. Like, we were probably extremely similar weights. She was just tall. She is tall. So the weight distribution is a little bit different, but honestly, we were probably very similar in weight and body type. But the body dysmorphia is so real that I would think my thighs were way too big because they didn't look like hers. I actually remember, like, this is a sad story. I remember I was shopping with my parents one time at Levi's. And my dad was really excited to get me a pair of nice Levi jeans. And I must have been like 13. And I remember trying on the jeans and going to my dad and saying, I don't like the way it makes my thighs look. Like, I can't remember exactly what I said to him, but I mentioned to him that I wanted a thigh gap and that the jeans were not flattering on my thighs. And I think that's the first time my dad, or probably a lot of people at the time, heard the term thigh gap. And luckily, my parents as well. But I feel bad because I think that was like the first time they noticed that maybe I was really being influenced by bad influences. Just bad.
Honestly, I have nothing, like, I'm not a doctor, so I have
have no real advice. It's not like she's listening to this right now or anything. But she announced that after she finishes this tour, which is like, I think it ends next month, she's gonna take a break from the public for a bit. Which I think is the best idea. I think people that are so extremely small and skinny should not, I don't know if this is controversial, probably, I feel like they should not have a huge platform during their struggles. I think it's for the best for her and for people like me and for her young fans. I think it's best to take that break away from social media. Like I mentioned earlier, when people say things like eat a burger, that doesn't help someone that's going through any type of eating disorder or struggles like that. That only pushes people further away. And there's really truly nothing that you or I could say to someone that's going through an eating disorder, because it really is a struggle within yourself. That's why if you are listening to this right now and you are going through that, you should definitely speak to someone who is a professional, because I'm not. I'm just speaking on my thoughts and experiences, but I'm sure that's what she's going to do, which is for the best. And I mentioned earlier, I had my thinspo girly when I was younger, and I so badly fear that young girls now are looking at her that same way. And it's not her fault. It was not the fault of Acacia Brindley in my case. It's not their fault for how other people are feeling. But being so public about it and constantly reiterating that she's the healthiest she's ever been, it's so damaging. I found an article. I saved it. Let me pull it up. Okay. Oh, I saw this on Twitter. I need to preface. NBC reports that the scrutiny surrounding Ariana Grande's body has been triggering individuals with eating disorders. This is a quote. Several care providers said their clients have been overwhelmed with emotions, including fear and anger, as they watch thousands of people leave a mixture of worried and cruel comments about Grande's body. So although she hasn't addressed it herself, people that have struggled or are struggling right now, people like me, I've been confident with my body for years. I love my body now. But even people like me, when I see all this stuff revolving around Ariana Grande, and like, not just the rude things people have to say, but people almost like waving it off, like, you're overthinking, she's healthy, whatever. Like, people who don't realize the concern. Maybe they're just trying to defend their fave celebrity or whatever, but that is not good for the mental health of many people watching this. And obviously it's not to do with her. It's a big part to do with everyone else's negative opinions on her. There's a difference between being concerned and being judgmental. I think nowadays a lot of people online, and this relates to everything online, people listen to be judgmental rather than listen to understand. And if you've never experienced it yourself, it's probably harder to understand and just easier to jump to judgment. Ultimately, way more interested in her being healthy than her taking place in that musical. There's obviously, maybe not obviously, but there are parts of my history with wanting to be skinny that I just don't feel comfortable sharing. I feel like I'm sharing the key parts, but not everything needs to be shared online. But just believe me when I say, honestly, all of this stuff that's coming up, not just with her, not just with Ariana, but with everyone becoming so skinny so fast, it's kind of triggering. And I'm a grown woman who loves myself, so I can't even imagine being a young girl, a young, easily influenced girl, on social media. Like, that's the worst. And I'm already, like, I don't know how to say it respectfully, but if you are a woman who is online and is promoting taking these appetite suppressing drugs, please think about who could be potentially watching you, listening to you, who could see that you and your small body, like, maybe they see themselves in you. They see that you have similar bodies, but you still want to be skinnier. That could just influence so many people in the wrong ways. And I know it's not the fault. It's not the fault of you for what someone else chooses to do with themselves or their bodies. But, like, be for real. Be for real. Social media influencers, their main goal is to influence. If you want to be super skinny and you're dealing with that, like, if you're dealing with that privately, that's one thing, but sharing it online is just, I don't know, I just feel like I've seen this before. I thought we learned. I guess not. The desire to be skinny will always be around. I'm just talking in circles now because I think I'm afraid to say what I really want to say because I don't want to offend anyone, and this is a touchy subject. I also have the fear that people will say, oh, well, you've always been skinny, you're conventionally attractive, whatever, you don't know what it's really like. But I do. But I do. You could be the skinniest, most beautiful, naturally beautiful person in the entire world and still be insecure. Now, the problem is if you choose to share your insecurities and maybe unintentionally influence other people to have new insecurities, or if you choose to uplift people. And I really, really try to make it clear to everyone that you look best as your natural self, your natural body, your natural face, your natural boobs, everything, in my opinion. You look best the way you were made, and I think everyone was made perfectly. Obviously, when I talk about this stuff, I'm not talking about getting any type of surgery for medical reasons or using weight loss for medical reasons. I'm talking about the pure vanity, which there is so much of. Just vanity online. And it's getting worse. It's like, and the trend. if you feel like triggered or attacked by this right now, first of all, I'm sorry. But just know, I think you and everyone looks most beautiful in your natural form. Obviously, I wear makeup. That's not totally natural. But body modification-wise, I'm like really annoyingly anti-cosmetic surgery, anti-filler, Botox. I'm really anti all of that for the same reasons I'm anti peptides. I'm anti craving to be skinnier for vanity reasons rather than for health reasons. Because if you don't know, the peptides suppress your appetite. Exactly what I was doing to myself when I was victim to the skinny epidemic when I was younger. Obviously, I didn't have peptides back then, thank goodness. But I was purposely just not eating. And I guess having a medication, in air quotes, a medication that suppresses your appetite, is obviously way easier and faster, more convenient for a lot of people. But is that really what you're choosing to do? Like, is that where your morals lie? Or lack of? I don't know, I just think it's kind of insanity that striving to be quote-unquote beautiful, you result to injecting yourself with who knows what. And there's many different forms of eating disorders. It's not only suppressing your appetite. Obviously, there is eating and then throwing up, which that has its own slew of negative side effects. The main one I could think of is it truly damages your teeth so bad. You only have one set of teeth. Purging all your food, first thing it will ruin is your teeth. And if you are so in desire for vanity, it, like, you're putting your thinness over your teeth. That was one thing I never understood it, because I was never the type of person that threw up. But no judgment. I just never understood. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'd rather have like good, healthy teeth than to be super skinny. And in my mind, I was like, I can get skinny other ways than throwing it all up, which is bad. Protect your teeth, guys. You only have one set as an adult. And another way that I think we see a lot nowadays, besides the injectables, is overly exercising. And this was mentioned to me as well. All of these things were mentioned in my grade 5 class where I was learning about eating disorders. Overly exercising can be a form of an eating disorder. Just because you're always at the gym, always getting your cardio in, doesn't mean you're necessarily the healthiest person. If you are not balancing it out with enough food, if you're eating and going to the gym, that's perfectly fine. But the issue is barely eating and forcing yourself to overexert at the gym. This is another one I never personally had an issue with, because I'm just lazy like that. Like, the gym, I'm so good off of that. Sorry, my tummy's bubbly. Honestly, ate Taco Bell before this. Something that I do a lot, my main form of exercise, is walking. I walk a lot. And that, although I don't feel the desire to be super skinny anymore, likes to burn off whatever fat or whatever is the goal. I don't know. I do everything in moderation. And if you are like me and you have dealt with this in the past and you are maybe overcoming it, walks, I would recommend walks are really good, just as long as you are not doing it on an empty stomach. I know a lot of people say they don't eat breakfast, they skip breakfast, they only eat one meal a day. That's not good, guys. That's not good. That used to be me. That is quite literally exactly what I did when I was in the peak of this. And that's not good. Although your body is still moving and you might feel like you have energy, you are not fueling your body to the full extent. Just a few years ago, I used to ages of like 12 to 14, 15, I was on Tumblr a lot. It was kind of until my parents found my Tumblr page. Ironically, the picture they found of my Tumblr, which I don't know how they found it, but whatever, the picture that they found of me on my Tumblr was of my thighs. I didn't post much on Tumblr, but the one post that I made that actually got like reblogs and stuff was my skinny thighs. And that says a lot. That says a lot about what was going on at Tumblr at the time and what was going on in my head. Anyways, I don't know how long I've been recording for. I feel like I have so much more to say about this. It's just slipping my mind. Plus, I really don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to trigger anyone either. Hopefully, if anything, I'm doing the opposite. I promise, if you are listening right now and you have the desire to be skinny, or like for women dealing with eating disorders or body image issues, I think a lot of the times it's the desire to be skinny. For men, men can also desire to be skinny, but I think a lot of men desire to be more muscular and buff, which I don't have any personal experience with that, but I know that that can become an issue as well if you're overly working out and maybe also not getting the proper nutrients or just spending too much time and energy working out rather than doing other things with your life. That can become just as much of a problem as a desire to be skinny. And I do feel bad because I've had my own experiences with this, so I feel like I can spot when other people are struggling. But for a man, it might be more invisible. But if you are a man or woman or anyone and you're struggling with this, please, please just know, first of all, you're beautiful, you're perfect. You're perfect the way you are. And if you find that it's really becoming a serious issue, like affecting your life, even before it starts to affect your life, I do recommend you speak to a professional. Or anyone, you know, sometimes you just need someone to speak to. But I doubt that hearing a couple compliments from some people will change anyone's mind on their eating disorder. That's kind of the worst part. That's really the worst part. And I think back to the Ariana Grande thing, and that's what people don't realize. Is that like nothing you or I can say will change it. Even if a million of her fans tell her that she's beautiful right now. She doesn't need anything else to make her extra beautiful. It really will not change what's going on in her mind. I see people tweet old pictures of Ariana Grande being like, look how good she looked back then. That's terrible. That's probably what's triggering a bunch of people as well. People, they don't know how to deal with it. Maybe though, the resurgence of, I shouldn't say resurgence because eating disorders have been around forever, but the desire to be skinny, because it's, you know, it feels like a resurgence. It's bigger than it has been in the past few years. Maybe if we talk about it more often, it will kind of destigmatize it, like how other types of mental disorders and mental illnesses have become more destigmatized. Because we talk about it, we make it known that it's normal, it's a little issue that some people face, but it's okay. You shouldn't be shunned for the way you're battling with yourself in your head. missing out on so many important things. But yeah, anyways, back to my personal struggles. Like I mentioned, it started when I was 12, 13, because of Tumblr, and the thought of wanting to be skinny kind of, I mean, especially the desire to have a thigh gap, honestly never really faded away until I was like 20. But the want to be extra skinny, that kind of stopped after I stopped using Tumblr. And honestly, it wasn't until, I would say, around COVID, when I was at home every day, my mom was making me so much food every day. I really loved to eat. During that time, I really started loving to eat. So that was 2020, yeah, when I was 20 years old. And ever since then, I just keep eating. I keep eating. I do often have that feeling. I mean, okay, to be completely open and honest, I never finish my meals. Which, I don't know if that's just because I'm just not a hungry gal, or because in the back of my mind, I got the thoughts. I don't know. But I rarely ever finish an entire meal. But what I do now is I'll order and eat whatever I want, whenever I want. Whether I finish it or not, that's a whole other thing. But I don't limit myself to what I can eat or when I can eat. And if I want to eat a lot of cookies one day, I will eat the cookies. Cookies are kind of my main thing. Like, I love eating cookies. I love drinking chocolate milk. But cookies specifically, I eat them knowing that they are so unhealthy, so bad for me. But I feel like I'm at a point where I deserve the cookies. And you also deserve the cookies, if you're listening to this right now. You deserve to get dessert. Even if you haven't finished your meal, go get the dessert. Does not apply to people that are using it for actual medical have to say about this today. Anyway, just remember, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You don't need to lose weight. You don't need to go on a diet. You don't need to miss meals. You don't need any of that, unless recommended by a doctor. But you don't need that. You also don't need plastic surgery. Or filler, or Botox. I could do a whole other episode about that. Anyways, you don't need that. What you need is some cookies. Go treat yourself to some cookies. And don't feel any shame about it.